This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
Asia White Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Oh, make sure you follow us on Twitter at Asian Pop Radio. Like us on Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio. As I mentioned earlier on in the show, we obviously didn't all get a chance to see BTS on Friday night. They were in Sydney for their concert, but one person was there. I'm sure more than one person was there, but our person that was there was Katie Phillips, and she's on the line now.
Hi.
How are you going?
Oh, I'm going well, thank you.
You said just moments ago to me while the song was playing that you're still recovering. Is that a good type of recovery or I can't handle having been there and I should not have gone?
It's definitely a positive thing, even though normally after concerts I get a little under the weather. So.
Oh, wow. You give it all you've got.
I really do, yeah.
So how did it all go down? Like, were you waiting out the front for long? Did you get in early? Like, how was the lead up to the concert?
The lead up to the concert, I was in VIP standing left, so I had to queue for a ticket placement so that I could go into the line later on in the day in order.
Right.
So we were sitting around for quite a while to get our ticket numbers, but after that we were free to sort of go and do what we wanted before the lineup again in the evening, which was quite nice.
That seems like a better way of doing it.
Yeah, it meant we had time to sort of meet up with people, go and say hi to the admins of various groups and fan artists, which was really nice to actually be able to get to do.
Mm.
And I was quite lucky because my university class, which is normally on Friday, got cancelled, so I could just spend the whole day there.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And there were several groups of people who actually ended up sort of dancing to shuffled playlists of various K-pop songs, and you could join in for free, and it was a miniature flash mob. There was another flash mob with SBS Pop Asia as well that was there, and there were other fan projects all around the place.
So, Katie, let's go back to the start for a sec. So did you get a chance to go to the airport and see the boys in?
No. The boys apparently went through a private entrance, and technically Big Hit doesn't really like fans going to the airport.
Right.
So I stayed well away.
But there's still quite a bit of a crowd that showed up for them, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Hundreds and hundreds of fans, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, apparently so. So I don't know what they got to see.
They probably didn't see much. There's a VIP exit, and the boys probably went through there.
Well, that'd have been disappointing. So the concert itself, Katie, so when did it kick off? Around about what time?
It kicked off around about 7 o'clock.
Okay. Anything out of the ordinary, or was there a highlight? Something that stood out?
All of the songs were good. There wasn't any that were sort of
mediocre,
standing out, because they were all outstanding.
Yeah.
And the dancing, the singing, the rapping, the general aura around the performances were all mind-blowing.
Was there a particular song by any chance that people were hanging out for them to perform but they didn't get to?
I think we were lucky in that the older songs, they made a medley out of them. Even though it wasn't the full song, we got to hear a bit of that. I think, if anything, it would have been Cypher Part 3 that people would have wanted to hear.
Right, yeah. Obviously,
that's a really hype song.
Yeah, yeah. Obviously, there was a little bit of frustration, I guess you'd say, around the recent GOT7 concerts, and people were a bit iffy about the organisers and how things were done. Maybe the security was a bit of trouble here and there. Some of the MC work that had happened. How did that go this time around?
Inside the venue, the security around my area seemed okay. Outside with the lining up, it was a bit iffy, and in that there wasn't much security presence.
Right. Because there would have been a good few people waiting out there then for quite some time, and especially some people sleep, like Jessie for one, slept overnight for 2 nights, I believe.
Yeah,
wow.
That's right. By the time I got there, there were about 1,500 of us already queuing.
Yeah.
I think The management around the end of the concert was really poor, though. There was one cloakroom where everyone had to put their bags in because there had been a heightened security precautions.
Well, of course, since the Manchester concerts and what happened there.
Yeah. Because of that, we weren't allowed to take bags into the VIP standing area.
Right.
And the size of the other bags were limited. So what happened was throughout the day, people were going to the cloakroom and there was a moderate line. But at the end, everyone had to queue up for that one cloakroom.
Oh, wow.
I was at the back and it took me till past midnight.
Oh, my God. Wow. Gee. Did you know before you went down there that you weren't able to bring your bag to the VIP area?
I thought that it was going to be a limit to the size of the bag
that
we could take.
Okay.
And then when I got there, I found out.
God, gee. I would have. That's the kind of thing I would have liked to know before I went.
Yeah.
So, Katie, I mean, last time they came down was a couple of years ago when we got to mix with them at the press conference that we hosted with the boys in Melbourne. They were still a little bit shy. Like, I think Rap Monster was quite confident because he always has been. But the rest of the boys are a bit shy and, you know, still probably not used to all the attention. But, you know, they are probably one of the biggest boy bands in Asia these days. Their confidence is growing. Did you see that reflected in their performance?
Absolutely. The energy that they put into their stage and the ease they spoke to the fans with was really visible. And I think because we were the first stop on the tour after the BBMA award that they received, I think they were still pretty buzzed about that.
Yeah, wow.
So they were sort of on a high as they performed for us, which really helped with the whole mood of the concert.
There you go. Well, Katie, I think it's time you start saving up your pocket money, right? Because you've still got Jay Park in Sydney in around about a month's time from now and everyone else that's going to be there with him. And then, of course, G-Dragon later on in the year. Boy, still a lot to get through, isn't there?
Yeah, I have to pick and choose who I'm going to go and see. It's going to be hard.
Well, Katie, thanks so much for reporting on it, is what I'm trying to say. Obviously, we weren't there, but we're there in spirit with you. And, looking forward to the next K-pop concerts and looking forward to your next project for Asian Pop Radio. But we'll probably talk about that another time once we've got more details, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Katie, thanks so much for your time and say hi to your mum for us.
Sure thing.
You know she's a superstar. You know that, right?
Yeah. Of course she is.
I learn everything from my mum. All right. Here's another track now. We're going to Femme, Do It Again, featuring Liz on Asian Pop Radio.